Take
care.
Martin Kiana was brought up as an altar boy in Western Kenya. Now, at 37, he has been living with HIV virus for 14 years. He is bisexual and started experimenting with his male primary school friend at the age of 11, but his parents found out and chased him from home, so he was left to fend for himself.
I was born gay. When I was growing up, I came to realize that I have feelings for both men and women. When I was in class 7, I had sexual intercourse with a male schoolmate who had come to our house to help me with homework. That is when my brothers caught me and started shouting. We were beaten thoroughly. That boy said that I brought him here so that we could have sex. My parents were very ashamed of me. Our home was near the church, and my mother was a church member. So I was chased away and told that I would bring a curse on the family because I had committed such an act. They felt that only a curse could have made me do such a thing.
Luckily, he found a refuge at his aunt's place in Mombasa. But a few years later, he was caught in a similar act with a male neighbor and thrown onto the streets.
Auntie yangu alikuwa most of the time akiniona nikiwa na house girls. Anafurahi. Lakini nikiingia kwa bedroom ya...
Most of the time, my aunt didn't seem to mind when she saw me with the house helps. But when I started hanging out with my male cousins, that is when she came running to intervene, because she was scared that I would teach them to become like me. Then one day I was caught having sex with a 37-year-old male neighbor who was the father of two children. I was just 16 at the time. The guy owned a shop near my aunt's house, and when his wife caught us, she told my aunt and I was again chased out of the home. That is when I ended up on the streets.
Having dropped out of school, Kiana needed to find a job, but without much education, he couldn't find anything to do. With nowhere to sleep, he ended up finding refuge in a brothel. Selling sex for money became his business.
Nikaingia street sasa kuuza ngono. Sasa nikaenda kushikwa brothel. Yule mwanaume tulishikwa na bibi yake, yeye ndiye alikuwa ameanza kunipatia client.
I went on the streets to sell sex for money. I stayed in a brothel. The man who I was caught with by his wife started giving me some clients. So I started having my own clients and my own money. But they were violating me because I had no information about condoms or sexually transmitted diseases, you know, STIs. Also, I was raped on the street by a client. You're often not paid and sometimes beaten. I had to learn to take it. I had no other way of earning money. I was often beaten up, but I had to learn to get back on the street the next day in order to earn more money.
Kiana continues to make money from prostitution today. He's been doing it for too long, he says, and doesn't know any other way of paying his bills. Clad in a white t-shirt and a pair of shorts, with an earring in one ear and a finely drawn tattoo on his left leg, Kennedy Mwendwa shakes my head. He is 24 years of age and also HIV positive. Just like Kiana, he turned to sex work after being disowned by his family.
When I was 16, I felt it was a good time for me to discuss to someone about my different feelings. So I chose my mom. I thought she'll take it well, but unfortunately, it's news that was received with hate. And of course, she involved everyone. After the long discussion and the decisions that were made, were for me to be chased out of home because they felt like I was an outcast and they would not feel proud about me being a gay person in the family. I chose to go to sex work because I'd seen young boys in the streets of Mombasa selling sex.
Mwendwa's clientele varies from high-profile people in Kenya to day-to-day people on the street. The payment is good, and he says he is not yet ready to quit the job either.
On a good day of sex work, you might get clients, maybe 1 to 3. Each client should give you at least 7,000. So in a day, you can make 21,000 shillings. In a bad day, you can get one client, and my standard as a sex worker, you can't give me less than 5,000 shillings, as regular as you may be. Sex work is just a job like any other job. You don't say if you're a journalist and you're paid $1 million, will you stop being a journalist? You'll still continue being a journalist. So me as a sex worker, I'll call it a lark. in my game, in my business, and I'll get more clients actually who can add up to that. Money is never enough.
Kennedy seems to be positive about his choice of career, but Kiana suffers from the stigma attached to prostitution. Despite working as a prostitute, he got married and went on to have 5 children. He says his wife is not HIV positive and he helps provide for the whole family with his work. But whilst he can pay his bills, his work has prevented him from living with his family.
You make it in HIV like now it's 14 years. Lakini mke wangu,
I have lived with HIV for 14 years now, but my wife is HIV negative. I cannot tell my children that I am gay. I hope that they come and ask me when they are older, then I will be able to explain to them that I was infected with HIV and that now I'm using condoms, but that I didn't always do that. I really hope that my children will not tell me that they are gay or lesbian. The life I have lived has tortured me, and I've tried killing myself 3 times already. I don't feel normal, and I constantly ask myself, why me? Why do I feel this way? I feel so many regrets. I don't feel I can walk around with my family in the streets for fear that I might bump into my clients. I cannot go to visit my children at their schools because some of the teachers are also my clients, and then that will stigmatize my children. I used to live with my children, but then the community got to know what I did and will call my children the gay man's offspring. My wife suffered stigma too from the neighbors. That's why I thought it best to move away and allow my children to grow up in peace so that I can do what I need to do with my partners.
Kiana's wife tried to run away from him because of his lifestyle and work choices, but her family sent her back to live with him, saying that she has to remain married to him. Although he no longer lives with her and their children, they still meet regularly. Despite the stigma and violence on the street, neither man sees a life beyond prostitution. It is really the only life they know and the only way that they can easily find a way to have sex with other men. For DW, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.